nurse a patient, thereby also you are using such medicine that is coming from so many animals and inside. Whatever you do, your movement is only sighing, breathing, that is also killing so many. Everything, nuisance. The very existence is nuisance, always acquiring or filth. Of course it is in ego, and not with the soul. Soul is indifferent about these activities. Our Guru Maharaj used to say that manager is working, the proprietor is minor, and the manager, he is working on his behalf, and continuing this looting and other things. But the proprietor is innocent, he is minor. Only with the help of a major proprietor, he can subdue those managers and take the charge in his hand of the state. The soul, is not responsible here. But by his existence, passive existence, these things are occurring. The ego is master, he is the party, and he is doing all this wrong. The suffering also from good or bad, that also with the ego. Ahankar. Tau tayo reko pippalam sadhu atti anno niranno vi valeno bhuyam indu bodhisat. Do vikhi sasva jati samani vikhi. Two birds in a tree, Jiva Paramatma, Jivatma, in Upanishad, in a mystic representation. Two birds in a tree, in a body, two birds, Paramatma, Jivatma. Tayo reko pippalam sadhu atti. One of them is relishing the food, a fruit, relishing a fruit of the activity here. Onno niranno pi badeno bhuyam. But the other, see, he does not take anything from here, but he is very strong. Badeno bhuyam, that is Paramatma, another God. Atma Paramatma. Badhina Bhuya. Without food, he is also very strong. And this man, he is taking pippalam's fruit, which is little bitter, sadhuati, and relishing very much with that food. He was like a healthy. Figurative way, it has been stated this way. Hare Krishna. But the jiva soul also not really participating. Only, he is like minor. But only taking advantage of his presence, the manager he is doing. Everything. But he is loser, the provider is loser. He stands still, minor, neither this side nor that side, good or bad, nothing. He can assert in minor state some tatastha. By the help of the sadhu, he can, when he can enter into his own soil, he may feel in the wholesome atmosphere activity coming within him, awakening. Awakening coming within him. But these are all philosophy to the practical persons, men of practical dealings. Non-realistic philosophy. But your reality will evaporate, always evaporating, and sometimes it will be finished. So no energy to spare for your this mortal, this cheatful proposal. Cheat, whatever this is, cheating and the key, another?
Cheaters and the cheated.
Huh?
Cheaters and the cheated.
And that's the opposite. The opposite word you told the other day. Teach. Teach and the cheat. Teaching and the cheating. Who are saying that? Cheating and teaching opposite. To teach, that is to deal with truth. So in the nature of teacher, the scientist, they are not teachers, but they are rather cheaters. Swami Maharaj told?
Yes, many times.
Many times, yes. They are not teachers, they are but cheaters. In the name of the scientific grammar, they are attracting towards opposite direction of our real interest. So all cheaters. That's Maya means cheating. Maya. Maya cheating. But it's not that. Maya. Ma means no. Ya means what? But it's not that we see like that. That is Maya. And another miyati yamaya, which is sin with local interest. Leaving aside the universal interest of everything. Arthishu abhigya sarat. Ishavasyam. From the standpoint of this central interest, we can't see. We thrust our local interest on everything and read according to that. And also take down those things in history. All false. Mm-hmm. Maya. I go, let go. Arjuna used to tell in excited moment this scientific, the so-called educationist of the world, that how much strength they have got, nothing. He usually compared them with the leg of a cock, murgi chak. The leg of a cock generally moves with some elegant way and very strong. The posing of the movement of the cock, that he is very strong, very strong. And her legs are very strong. So I used to, that murgi tank, how much it may be broken to pieces by anyone. Maybe all the proposals of the supporters of this worldly utility, are very small, very weak. Strength, very small. Teachers. So-called teachers, and really teachers, how much strength they have got. But this poor Sadhguru Guru Maharaj began his country as a totalitarian war, crushed the whole so-called scientific civilization that was so eager to do good to us. God saved me from our friends. Is the Bible in a kotha ache? This expression? God saved me from my friends. So God save us, let God save us from our so-called friends, our worthy share of this mundane world. Revisionist, so-called revisionist. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Asat Achit Niramanda. In Puri, in his last days, when Prabhupada took his seat on Chatak Parbat in a room on the walls, pure Sanskrit poems are written. One of them, Tasmatidam Jagatasi Samasat Sarupam Satnabhamastadhishanam Puru Dukkha Dukkha Tajjeva Nitya Sukhabodha Tamavananti Maya Tuttata Javapiyat Sadivava Bhati. Consequently, the topic is going on. Consequently, says conclusion. Idam Jagat Asisama Sat Saru. It is transient to the extreme. But in this second, next second, it has changed. Amasat Sarupam. Exhaustively, extremely non-real, non-existing. Every second it is changing. We can't trace whatever we find next, that record is invalid. This way. Invalid. Einstein told that fourth dimension of something, that something is present and last something more, is future, next changing position, that is to be accounted. Whatever we are to record as present and something, some provision in the future must be recorded with that. Otherwise the next moment I shall find some slight change. Also to be recorded. So Bhagavatam says, asat, not only asat, asesam asat. Endlessly it is asat, asat. Endlessly non-existent. Asat, not existent. And oscillation, which has got no end, incalculably non-existent, this world in the midst of which we stand, incalculably, infinitely, it is non-existent. It goes to trace its origin, that it is on the free will of the Lord. It depends on His handling, His interference. It has got no stability of its own. So, asesam asatsarupam, asesam no sesam, that is endless, endlessly non-existent, jagat, asatsarupam, satnabham. You may compare it each with some dream, astadhishanam, our handling with it, or our mixing, or our transaction with such false things, astadhishanam, it will also destroy our understanding. Astadhishanam, dhi means buddhi, intelligence, reason, understanding. But the world is so non-existing that it will damage our understanding. Contamination. Asesam asat sarupam astadhishanam. Dhishan, just as sun sets, our manisha, our calculating intelligence will also with set like sun, astadhishanam. Puru dukkha dukkham. And it is misery, 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 all misery. Puru dukkha dukkham. And what is the peculiarity? Inconceivable. To jiva nitya sukha bodhatanam. It has got its existence, its connection with you. This is very wonderful. And what are your position or your nature? Nityam, take opposite, nitya sukha bodhatanam. You are nitya, you are eternal. This is flickering, you are changing, you are eternal. Opposite. Nitya, sukha, is puru dukkha dukkha. Very deep misery. And you are full of ecstasy, joy. Sukha, bodha, astadhishanam. But you are just opposite. You are bodha, full of conception, unveiled conception, perception of knowledge, consciousness. So Buddha, Tano, here is some peculiarity. But personal, endowed with these three general qualifications, really you are a person, not any substance, impersonal substance. Nikoshuddha-vodhva-tanam. You have got your person body, and that it is accommodated in this way. Ananti, ununderstandable, it is limitless, infinite. Then the peculiar position is going to be explained. Maya to uddhata vijat sadibhava bhati. This jagat, world. How it has come, sprung up, Maya Duddha for you. Maya, that is another potency of you, that is indirect potency. Itarata, annayat, itarata in Bhagavata. Ritida, no pratiyeta jatmani. Direct, indirect. By the possibility of indirect conception, it has got its origin. To help, what is truth? False is necessary, falsehood. To understand the light, darkness is necessary. With the help of darkness, we can understand light. Something like that, opposite. To understand light, the presence of darkness is necessary. In this way, it has got its connection with you. To understand what is joy, sukha, sorrow is necessary. What is sorrow? What is pain? Just on the opposite side. Background. So I understand what is knowledge, ignorance is necessary. By comparison we can understand this is knowledge, not ignorance. So in this correlativity, Maya, it has come out of that. This potency, this possibility is the basis of such indirect light, knowledge. It is outside, in Yogamaya also some such differentiation is present there. Otherwise, nothing is understandable without the background which is not that. Understanding means non-understanding. On the background, it must have its position. So, anmayadi jarata. But both is included there. Maya is also not independent. That is also Krishna Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. The gradation is there. What is darkness to me, that may be light to the owl. There are other sections. In that sort of darkness, very short light, they can see. So many animals also there are. They can see both day and night. So it is peculiar. With the help of abstract nothing, we have to understand what is something. So in this way, it is there, but it is not desirable. Undesirable. But it helps the harmony in its extreme condition. The law of thought says so. Nitya sukha bodha tanau ananti. Ananti. Ananti means how it is possible we cannot harmonize. What you say we can't harmonize. So it is ananta, infinite, not to be the object of your knowledge. Maya tuddhata vyat sadivabhavati. though from the, if it is necessary, it's necessity in the negative aspect, but to you it seems to be positive. Adhibhava-bhati. Tasmādhidam jagata-seśa-masat-sarūpam satmābham astadhīśanam puru-dukkha-dukkham tajyeva-nitya-sukha-bodhata-nābhananti māyā-tuddha-vajyat-savivāt. We realize it, this is fact. You are there, the happiness is there, the pain is there, misery is there. We can feel both. But something is desirable, something undesirable. And it is our intrinsic tendency to move towards desirability. And in fact, it is there. Tajjeva-nitya-sukha-bodhata-nāvananti māyā-truttata-yurishadhi-bhāva-bhāva. But we have got that conception. Maya can't do this. They may see that Maya is sending such service from far away. They can see Maya, but Maya can't affect them. Local interest, provincial interest cannot affect them who have identified themselves with the universal interest. But they can feel that they are suffering from local interest. They feel that if food is put to the tongue, not to the stomach, that will do some good. Feel like that, important. Food put to the tongue and not to the stomach. That the water to the leaf, that will do, not to the root. Something like that. That provincial interest and not universal interest. But universal interest is such that accommodates all provincial interest. But provincial interest cannot think of universal interest. So yajnathāt karmananatralupayaṁkarma. All you are bewildered, wandering in a forest, hither, thither, unknown. But yajnathāt karmananatralupayaṁkarma, your activity will be all irrelevant thoughts. But yajnathāt, for center. Try to be centered, related to the center. Yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. Sacrifice your individual interest for the interest of the center. That is the way to live. That is the way to live properly. Yajnatha. Then that yajna, drabhamaya yajna, jnana yajna parantava. Sayo drabhamaya yajna. Because you consider material things of great value, give too much value to the materials, so material things should be sacrificed. The money, the other things will be sacrificed for the central cause. But jnana yajna parantava, no attachment to the material things, your internal transaction, your thought should flow in the line of sacrifice to the center, jnana yajna, belong to it. Your sattva-yadi sahasribhu sattva vilantapa, internal sacrifice, The sacrifice in your consciousness, that is more effective than this material sacrifice. Then sacrifice will take you to the border, Brahmalok and Brahma. Then sacrifice of higher quality would be necessary again to accept that as your eternal friend. Then you will be allowed to enter into the higher positive realm where every unit is sacrificed. That is the main thing. On the conception, this is the backbone, the steel frame, and all other siddhanta or conclusion should be made upon this basis. When Shuj came, the German scholar, after some time, when he was asked, he told that bhog, tag, and seva. You see, action, then salvation, and then service. Three phases of life. Our Guru Maharaj appreciated that he has understood the basic line. The three phases of life, enjoyment, and withdrawal from enjoying life, mukti, salvation, and then the higher plane is that of service, dedication. To understand three phases of life, with all these constituent parts and upakarana, necessary parts, without the differentiation. Also to understand how in Goloka there is division, so many parties, one is in competition with the other. Apparently this is similar to this competition here. But what is the difference? There, sacrifice. Bhavai, Krishna Premi Radhutasar. Bhavamastadhishanam kuru dukkha dukkham tajjiva nitya yuga bodhatanam ananti. And the peculiarity, that personal conception, everything exists in personal conception. Because that is the brain. We are accustomed to think without fossil, no background, no foundation can be conceived. Everything must be a structure on some foundation. But just the opposite. All subjective, super subjective. So the Bartley's theory. Let there be light, there was light. Let there be water, there was water. But we are accustomed to think in the opposite way. But we have wanted to understand the opposite line as coming from higher conscious world, all appear in the line of Dibbo. Your junior kiyota, vidarshan, visharup darshan. You see me in such way. Yes, I see that. Again see me in this way. Yes, I see so. The seer is controlled to show. Not that the sight, rigid sight is there, requiring to have estimation of it, experience of that. But only the seer is there, and by regulating him, the sight is being shown in any way the seer likes, the super seer, conscious controller, consciousness, subject controller, super subject, the cause in that side, the cause of everything to be traced on that side. Seer of the seer of the seer of the seer. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Divibha Chakshuratatam. Vishnu Pad Vishnu Jayadam Vishnu Vapnoti. All pervading spirit. How he should be traced? Just on your head, imagine, like a sun, his grand eye is open on your head. A big, extensive eye, means seer, like a sun spread on your head. With this idea, you go to begin any activity. In any activity, in any duty, going to begin any duty, religious duty, it has been asked by the Smriti Shastra. Before you begin any attendance to any duty, you have your own conception. Who are you? Who are you? And who is approaching to do what? Your guardian's eye, vigilant eye, spread over your head, like a searching eye, like the sun on your head. With this consciousness, you approach anything and everything. The perspective will be wonderful. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadhya. So it is leading us to that center. Go to the subject of the subject. To trace the cause of the world. This is all production of the subject. Like a magician, hypnotizer. Hari Krishna. Sadbhatta Krishna Ramurti Kari Jhalmal Siddha Gita Pai Jahar Ankhi Nirama. Everywhere, the Krishna. The appearance of Krishna is everywhere. We can experience, we can find out. Siddha Gita, whose eyes are free of doubts, they can see Krishna everywhere. But Andhibhuta Chakhu Yad Vishaya Dhurite, different types of hankerings, kamana, like so many dust they are covered over. Mental eye, our soul's eye is covered with the dust of so many hankerings, so many interests, local interests has covered our eyes, prejudices, in other words, prejudices. So many prejudices has covered our eye of our knowledge. They are always drawing to us their own direction. infinite, many endless prejudices, they are drawing us, at our attention towards that. And we can't see the whole, as a whole, one as a whole, one background as a whole can't allow us to see. Pandibhuta chakhu yar visaya dhurite, kamana se paro tattva paibe dekhite. And making us unfit, rendering us unfit to see deeply what is in the background. Krishna. Krishna, the sweet friend, autocrat, sweet friend of ours. Everything is sweet, sweet. Ananda. Sweetness should exist. If any existence is possible at all, that must be good. Bad, undesirable things cannot exist. That exist apparently. Natural selection or something.
Survival of the fittest? Survival of the fittest?
Natural selection. Only the scientists say survivors of the fittest. Survivor of the fittest, if we can trace that law. All the fittest things can survive. So only goodness can exist. Unfit things must be non-existent from the absolute standpoint. Survival of the fittest. In this changing world, if we can find that, then in the eternal world, only the fittest is there. Surviving. In whose case there is possibility of surviving, absolutely, he is only existing, but nothing else. In the plane of eternity. And as this misconception comes with this good, bad, all these also come. But in the ultimate existence, without fittest, cannot stand in the plane of eternity. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaurhari, 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 Gaurhari. Vande Bhuta Chakhu Yar Vishaya Dhuriti, Vishaya Dhuriti, prejudice. Atmavanchana, where that is Bhram Pramad, Karanapata and Vipraliksha. The four defects